You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hey everybody, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, unsurprisingly, the Rays keep tinkering around the edges and making little moves. Their latest, bringing in Ronald Belisario and Alexi Casilla. These seem like they're not big name moves, but for a team that might have some openings in those spots, potentially interesting. Does anything stand out about their most recent round of little moves as far as guys to maybe keep an eye on?
Well, I would definitely say that Belisario fits the mold of what they've done in recent years. They've always seemed to bring in a couple of veteran relievers that they signed the minor league deals with in by spring. And they've had a really good track record from Joel Peralta to Joaquin Benoit, Juan Cruz, a bunch of guys they've brought in like that and have done well. So I would say he's got a decent shot based on just past history and then how they also play some of their guys on their roster with, options left where they can leave them in the minor leagues for another year. But, they always look at this thing as like going into the season as like a – they look at it as really a 40-man roster for the season. And, it's funny how many times you'll look at what the starting lineup was and who the 25-man roster was at the start of the season. And you look at it in August and you say, wow, I forgot those guys were even starting the season with them. So there really is a lot of truth to that. It's not just a line of bull when you're, telling your players, we need all of you guys, from number 35 up to 40. So I think that right now they're really just kind of cranking up the depth.
One name that is very intriguing, that is still out there, and kind of can't help wondering, it will be an interesting fit. Yoan Moncada has been linked at least somewhat to the Rays. Do you think there's a potential fit there? Do you think that's something they could make happen?
Well, of course, he did come in to work out with the team, and I think it would just come down to totally a money issue with him, as a lot of things do with the Rays. But, certainly they seem to always go on the side of youth, and this guy does look like quite a prospect. But they have done a nice, job during this offseason of kind of restocking the cupboard as well. So I think it's just going to come down to what the asking price and, what this kid's going to be able to get.
Do you see them as being more willing to get into the bidding, and you kind of touched on this, on a player like this where, one, you're not talking about 8 or 9 figures, and two, where you're talking about a guy that you will have through his development and presumably into his prime rather than buying post-prime. Do you see them more inclined to maybe not go crazy but bid seriously on a guy like that than on your traditional free agent?
Yeah, and I think it makes a lot more sense than, just like, in comparison to, say, like some of the Japanese free agents that come over and you have the big fee you have to pay before you can even get in the ball game. But I think, and then the Rays never really come out and quite say this, but I think you're always looking at the one side of a player's career with the Rays as opposed to the other side, which is the big money making side. And there's a lot of advantages on being on the side that the Rays are on, and primarily that's youth. And I think if they are going to take a gamble, the guy might be a good gamble for them. Not that he's a gamble. I mean, because he sounds like he's a real talent, but I just meant as far as investing the money.
Yeah, there's been some movement maybe with a real key guy for this club. It sounds like Matt Moore is coming along. I know you haven't had a whole lot of chance to actually see him and see what he's doing, but the sounds are positive. What's your understanding on where things stand with Matt Moore?
I did see him several weeks ago, and he said he had had – now, I didn't see him throw off the mound last week, but he did tell me that he has not had any setbacks, and he feels really good. And, Joe Maddon used to say that, you could tell how a player is coming along just by his facial language. And if that ever were if that were true, you would say Matt Moore is a lock to be back maybe even ahead of time. But one thing from watching these kind of injuries over the years – and even watching with Hellickson last year, who had just a minor cleanup on his elbow, it's like these guys will come back and feel well, but it takes a little bit before you can really, that fine line of what makes a major league pitcher and not a major league pitcher, particularly where control is, seems to be the hardest thing to get back. And sometimes it goes a little bit longer even than when they come back.
Well, it seems to me, and tell me if you disagree, that a rehabbing guy is the best possible example of the difference between a control and command. You can have a guy who's able to throw strikes, but it's that fine bit of location that is the last thing that comes, where sure, you're in the zone, but what really makes the elite is where in the zone are you?
Totally, totally. That's totally what, you know, you can throw strikes all day long, but it's putting it in the strike zone where you want to put it in the strike zone. And how quick that comes will determine how key of a contributor he is to this year's team.
We're still looking at a mid-season kind of thing for him, aren't we? I mean, we're not talking about a guy who might be in the first couple of months.
No. I mean, they're talking, when they say late June, early July, I would think more, mid to late July, just because, it's always better to err on the side of caution on these kind of things. So unless he's really just, way above, ahead of things, I would be very surprised if it weren't mid to late July. And that's just me guessing. That's nothing official
sure.
The club has said.
What do you think is still out there for this club to do? I mean, I don't think anybody expects any kind of big splash, but I also, watching this club, better than I do, is that they're almost never really done. So what kind of adjustments do you think are still out there for them to make around the margins to try and improve this club between now and opening day?
Well, obviously, they'll probably keep their eyes out for, something to kind of enhance their catching, because other than Rene Rivera, who they got in the Will Myers deal with San Diego, they've got Kurt Casale coming back, who played well for them last year. And then they've also got non-roster Bobby Wilson. So I'm sure they'll keep their eyes open, and probably anything they could get at this time would probably be mostly a defensive-minded catcher. I don't think we're looking at Jaso as catching much at all based on his concussion stuff. And even though when the trade was made for Jaso, they did say, he was healthy, I think there's still some concern there. And we'll have to see how that plays out. But that's really the only – and I would also look maybe I think probably DeJesus is still in play, but I say that, and I also look at the outfield, and there's a lot of, balls in the air for guys coming back and doing well and whatnot. Desmond Jennings coming back from a little knee thing. And, if Steven Souza is what they think he is. There's worse things, talking to some Rays officials, there's worse things than having David DeJesus, as your leadoff hitter against right-handed pitching.
And then the other spot that kind of looks interesting to me is the middle infield, where you've got a variety of pieces that seem like they could go either side of the diamond. If you had to project right now what how the kind of primary distribution of playing time goes down in the middle infield, how do you think that looks?
Well, I think you probably see a platoon with Forsyth and Franklin at second. Who knows? And the wild card in there has got to be Tim Beckham. I referred to seeing Matt Moore a couple of weeks ago. I actually saw Tim Beckham at that workout as well, and he just had a glow about him. He looked like he's totally over his knee issue. Of course, he could play shortstop as well. So I think if you want to look maybe at a good long shot bet, he might be the guy that gets in there. And, he can run as well. So, but I agree with you. The middle infield is probably, I wouldn't say the weakest link, but probably the most unsure link going into the season.
Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.